Local DFW, meet Deanna Blair, Paul Russo, and Susan Hamilton, discussing post-pandemic strategy you probably won't hear anywhere else. It's a new day, and people need to know your business made it and is working for them. Here's Uncommon Sense in Local Business.
Well, hello there. My name is Susan Hamilton, and I'm excited to introduce two fabulous co-hosts here in the DFW area that are really speaking to uncommon business. Deanna is a marketing professional who works with health practitioners to put together training programs they make available online. She's also been teaching mental health first aid for several years for adults and youth. Welcome, Deanna.
Thank you, Susan. I'm glad to be here.
We're excited to hear from you today, and as we continue to embark on this podcast and share some uncommon things with local business, and I also want to introduce Paul Russo. And Paul is a fabulous relationship expert, and it's one of those things that most people in DFW know Paul. You wonder, why do you know Paul? Because he is a relationship marketing expert, and he's not kidding. Now, some of you know send-out cards. You've probably heard of send-out cards before for follow-up. I don't think any of you have ever seen anyone use them quite the way Paul does. So he's going to bring some of his brilliance to the table. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you for the wonderful intro. I'm really glad to be here with you two, and I'm looking forward to a great show and great future shows.
Excellent. Me too. I just think it's time we had some great conversations about some of the things that are going on in our community. As we get into our topic today, we are talking about what on earth to say, how to speak your mind in this era of censorship. This is an unusual time in America today. And local, as we've all agreed, local needs to get back up and moving if we are going to see our economies flourish. So, wow to that.
That's true.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. So we are living in some unprecedented times, but we are trying to come up with different terms in order to speak our minds in the real world today and not be afraid of what we're going to say and who's going to hear it and where it goes from that. So I'm hoping to get that word out today and help everyone to understand that. Paul, what do you think?
And I agree. And we have to make sure that, you know, we're not afraid in what we say, but we need to make sure that we say it correctly and not so much politically correctly, but just correctly, because by saying it correctly, we're not turning off people.
Well, there's that. There's the whole, yeah, we could turn them off or we can raise the wrong bunch, right? Mm-hmm. Those are concerns that everyone should have because as marketing professionals, the community is listening to us and they're watching that leadership. They're really listening to the voice of business and they want to see us stepping up. And if when they see us shrink back, it makes them uncomfortable with the marketplace, the dangerous thing, right? We want the consumer confidence to be high. But we've got a bigger issue here because speaking your mind won't necessarily ever be seen. So there's that, right? We need to know how to say those bold things and those honest things and have it actually end up in front of the person who it will benefit.
I agree, Susan. And, you know, I spoke to you yesterday and read one of my emails that was it was something that had to do with this exact thing where, oh, we have to watch what we say on these items. And I just kind of lost it thinking, why do I have to watch what I have to say now? That blows my mind. I don't want to watch what I say. I mean, obviously, we are professionals and we have to turn our conversations a little differently. But in all reality, I want to be able to tell someone my thoughts without somebody getting offended and saying, oh, we can't say that.
Well, the thing is, someone's going to be offended. And if we don't risk that to some degree, we're not really being authentic either. And the idea that we're always going to make everyone happy, we all know is a little ridiculous, that nobody's marketing is going to be strong enough to be good if that's our thought.
Exactly. When you talk about the way to get words out there as just opposed to, you know, like poster things like that, you know, how are we going to be able to get ourselves on the editorial page of a newspaper? You know, there's ways to get yourself on TV. There's ways to write books. There's all kinds of different ways to get it out there so that we're not like hiding behind the curtain trying to get our message out. And that's something you have just alluded to. And it's really important and for business owners to be able to get that out and to feel comfortable and understand that they have the right to, you know, get out there and do some things like that. Doing them properly is important, but getting them done is even more important.
Well, if FTC is running the email and allowing what's going to end up in spam or what's going to actually get sent, or your social media with YouTube and Facebook, they're just going to pull things that say anything about vitamin C or vitamin D or taking care of yourself or health. I mean, those things are happening, and we've both seen it. Now, we've both, Deanna, you and I have both written marketing copy, so we understand that there are some limitations. You can't say cure.
Exactly.
Can't say cure. That's not new, right? No. That's not new. Mm-mm. But we were talking the other day about making a list. So I'm excited to talk with you guys about this because I think it's really going to help the marketplace. So there's certain things you do not want to say, not because you're being inauthentic,
right?
But because if you have these words in your subject line of your emails, or you have this word in the headline of your social media posts, the odds of it ever getting where it needs to get are very slim. And so if you really want to have an impact, I'm just going to suggest we take a different look at that approach and go, okay, these are the words we don't use. What are better words? What's a better focus? And then where are those gray areas where, yeah, you may have to test it and just see what your market says, but be aware that you could have some pushback on that.
Absolutely. And, you know, this was a great topic for me, Susan, because it really, I really dove into my words. I've been wanting to learn more words, and I thought, you know, I need to be more creative with what I'm saying.
True that.
And this really helped me to dive into, okay, what am I going to say out there? And so if you guys are ready,
yeah, let's roll.
I'll give you my list.
Yeah, go for it. Let's hear it.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life, trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MartenTeam.com. Go to MartenTeam.com today.
All right, so I talked about unprecedented earlier. Instead of unprecedented, unparalleled. Uncertain.
That's simple enough, isn't it?
Uncertain, but I was kind of iffy about that because a lot of people are using that.
Right.
So I took unpracticed, unprepared, miraculous. We're living in miraculous timing, unpredictable timing.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Uncommon, unusual, which you mentioned earlier, unpracticed and abnormal.
Mm.
I kind of like the abnormal.
I do too, because it's so abnormal. It's not my new normal. No, this is abnormal.
This is abnormal for us.
Yeah.
And so I was really thrown with that. Oh, I really like that one. So, and extraordinary. We are living in extraordinary times. And I kind of looked at that, meaning it's biblical times. And that might be a stretch of saying anything like that, but it's extraordinary.
It depends on the market, but most people do recognize that these at least would be in their mind's eye, even if they didn't have a sense of the Bible and what they're talking about, kind of get that, oh, wow, this might have been something my dad talked about or my grandpa talked about, right?
And when you talk about extraordinary times, it's not always, you know, wow, look at the New World's Fair. They're doing this thing. That's extraordinary. It's just a massive shift. Mm-hmm. And we all know that currently we're in a massive shift. So it is, like you said, extraordinary. I saw a post yesterday that said now there's going to be 1.7 million cicadas. It's like, uh-oh, what's the next extraordinary thing that's going to happen? See, using extraordinary, yes. and how you use it, or sometimes the overuse of some of those words.
I agree. And to me, going back to extraordinary, I was thinking more, I get to be a part of this. This is interesting. I mean, the times that we have right now are very interesting. And so, again, you know, that could be another word, interesting times we're living in. So something I came up with on the COVID-19, you know, if we say that, everyone just kind of freaks out. And so I came up with, we have a lot of germs out there. We have a lot of bugs. Infections, everyone has infections.
And I'd say that what you're saying is actually very true. I mean, all those things have never not ceased to be, but boy, you'd think they did, right? You would think that absolutely everything has disappeared. Yeah. There's no anything else. Yeah. What happened to West Nile, right? What happened to all the other things that, well, once this came over, well, it just took all the other diseases and ate them for lunch. They are no longer, they're no longer here, but you're right. So that actually is even a very honest and authentic way to talk about the scenario because it's, yeah, how do you stay above it? And we're, when we're talking about these, the words, we are specifically talking about what's going to get an email open. So it's not just, oh, this is more acceptable language. Let's really think about what kind of words are going to cause somebody to open it. Because what you mentioned, that people freak out with the COVID-19 discussion, that's, they really are tired of it. They're, everyone I know, I've, when they're opening their email and it's COVID this, COVID that, and I can't wait to send you an email about what I'm doing to practice your health. Mm-hmm. People are going, oh my gosh, that's going to get dumped. It's no good anymore, guys. Yeah. They're done with that now. Even if they want to hear it, if that's all they're getting through their email, you will get lost using that same language. If everybody's doing one thing, you got to do the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to stand out. I mean, when you mention, in my case, the use of send out cards, it's how you stand out. You know, we talk about pain points. That's a word that people use in business and stuff like that. What are some of the pain points? Well, the pain point is getting all these emails that say COVID-19, and you right click and say spam, and then these email engines will start picking up on that, and it'll start, your stuff will start going to spam. So, you know, being different is the way that you need to be. Businesses need to be different because there's so many restaurants, so many of this, so many of that, but how are you using your pain point to be different?
I'm glad you said that because the few experiences that I've had tell me if every experience is like that, I'm not interested in any of it. And if that is my attitude, how much more – and I'm a local business supporter. I'm a local business advocate. I know better than to embrace those feelings, but it's certainly what I experienced just recently. And I would say that – we do need to be very, very different and not be afraid of opening things up. I've seen some of these restaurants with big signs on the outside come in for hugs. Yes.
Well, I like
right?
that.
You know, and they're being bold it. And they're taking advantage of that. And I think those are the types of places where people are actually going to, you're going to attract the kind of market you want. Do you want a fearful market anyway? I don't know.
You don't. And when you go back to words, it's a great marketing word. Come in for hugs because we're being told now, don't touch anyone. Right. It's like Diana met out in the parking lot. So do we hug? Of course we do.
Absolutely.
That's hilarious. But I'll tell you what, we're gonna go to take a break and hear from some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to come back with some really great ideas for what you can do now that we've talked about some of the challenges that you're going to experience out there. There's some things we can do.
We'll be right back after these messages.
You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. Air, water, and nutrients are vital to your health. Today's lifestyles are bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. Absorbing these frequencies are linked to brain fog, to illness and diseases, down to the cellular level. I am Brenda Wakefield. Go to betterhealthbrenda.com to discover how you can protect your family, work and living spaces, your mind and your body without disconnecting from your wireless lifestyle. betterhealthbrenda.com, betterhealthbrenda.com.
We're back, and I'm here with Deanna Blair and Paul Russo, and we are talking about how to speak your mind in this very highly censored time, an era of censorship, because we want to attract a market. We want to encourage the market. I mean, that's my heart. I want to encourage them. I want to encourage them to do a good job. And, of course, by no means does that mean that we want anybody hurt because we're careless or reckless. That's not the point. We're talking specifically about the language we would use in our emails and in our social media campaigns, because in censorship, that means that no matter how well thought out your campaign is, folks, it might not get where you want it to go. No one may ever see it if you don't play some word games, if you don't really think about, okay, how can I make this message better right now until we overcome this, because I don't believe the United States of America is going to put up with censorship much longer. It simply is what it is today, and none of us can afford to not be effective today. Some of the words on my list that I would say to absolutely avoid in this time, no matter how you feel about it, if you agree with the current protocols, if you disagree with the current protocols, I think that if you want anything opened, avoid words like COVID, virus, cure. I would say treatment's a gray area. You know, you don't know, because what you're going to do is you're going to attract. You got to understand these algorithms are really robots. They're not even people. They're just listening for that. That language and paying attention to if they see it, should I look closer? Should I look deeper? And I say that two things are going to happen if you avoid pandemic and quarantine and the types of language that you have right now, even if you've got an encouraging, uplifting message, is to look at what's that positive thing people need to hear. How do I really enjoy my backyard? I'm not saying enjoy isolation. Think about enjoying your family, enjoy being outside for your mental health, right? For all of those things that make a difference. So how do you say it? That's the trick. I would say number one, really consider what to avoid. And on your list, I hope you are avoiding words like COVID, virus, cure, treatment, pandemic, and quarantine, because I don't think that's going to help anybody. I'll tell you what, if somebody wants to learn about those things, there is no end of information.
That is true. You know, you mentioned algorithm, the word algorithm. Everything is an algorithm, and they go tweak that anytime they want. Mm-hmm. And that's part of there's people that do that for a living. It's like when someone tweaks an algorithm, they go out there and figure out what it is so that they can make their customer go like first to the top of the line or something like that. But the other thing that came to me while you were saying about using different words, how many of us have used a thesaurus?
I use it on a regular basis for absolutely everything. So yes, thank you. That's a great, we need to be talking. Yes, friends, if you're not using a thesaurus, do it, have it open.
Find different words, the same meaning, you know, and with the different software programs out there, a lot of times when you right click for a dictionary, that a word that's underlined or even any word, it's going to, one of the choices will be thesaurus. And you can go out there and you don't squirrel into a thesaurus like you do on Facebook, but you can really get down into some of those words and really think about how can I use this word meaning the same thing versus that, and what's the meaning going to get across?
Right, and still be very authentic, right? Exactly. You're not talking about writing a line here.
No, you're just talking about,
for instance, in my list of these, I also wrote down remdesivir and however you say the HQ word. I don't say that well. Right? I mean, you want to avoid those words because those are part of what an algorithm would pick up and take a closer look at. But why not say things like, you know, in shape, using a thesaurus, that's what I did. What's their fitness, wellness? Instead of saying sickness, how about ailment? Mm-hmm. Right? Because that could be, that's, you know, that even applies to arthritis or ear infections. I mean, how about inflammation? How about saying things like focus and clarity? Because when you're down and you're sick, you certainly wish you had some, right? Yeah. And know that people that are opening up emails are probably not sick. Those people that are sick are probably in bed. They're going to come back up when they feel better. Max capacity. Mm-hmm. What about max capacity? What about peak performance, right? Instead of talking about patients, talk about clients? And I would say in the gray area, I listed health, disease, illness, and treatment are all you just don't know. So if those are part, if you are a healthcare practitioner and you're wondering how to be authentic, or if you really just want to speak to this to your group, no matter what, I mean, these words can actually have to do with air conditioning. Right. Think about that. Yeah. People want their air clean. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to reach the marketplace using better language?
Local DFW businesses. Advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. and go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
I gotta say, Paul, yes. You nail it here, dude. Mm-hmm. You nail it here, because this is what I think is so golden, and I've never believed that print was dead. And right now, I think the smartest thing you could do is develop a fun, friendly, approachable postcard campaign. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about some of the successes you're seeing. And you know what? Before I even go into that, Paul, I want to tell everybody how we even got Paul here today, because this is pretty hilarious.
Oh, it is.
Deanna and I are talking. And so I am a marketing rebel. If you ever looked at my about page, you would find that description there. If everybody's doing one thing, I want to do it another way. And yep. I saw Shelley Luther here in DFW opening up her hair salon. And I immediately ran into another gal you and I both
right.
know, Twyla, mm-hmm. Chiropractor here, and she says, I want to get my hair done. Is anybody over in the Richardson area that wants to go? Well, that's me. I'm like, you just happened to talk about down the street from me. Yeah, I'll go. And let's go get a haircut. And so she took a picture before we left. And it wasn't that great of a picture. I probably wouldn't have. I like a more flattering shot, but it was okay. It was fun. It was kind of, hey, we were marking the moment was really mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
You connected with that. You downloaded that picture and turned it into a postcard. So here I am talking to Deanna about the concept for this show, what we might do to bring some truth and honesty and some fresh ideas to what's going on right now and encourage the marketplace. I open it up, and on the back, in the front is that picture, and on the back it says, Rebel On. Paul Russo.
That's right. You know, when I saw that post from Twyla that you and her were going down there, I thought, oh, the two perfect people, you know, because I know both of you, like you said. And I post a picture, because I already had in mind.
Oh, you had it. Do. You knew then, huh?
Because she posted it. And I'm like, if I can get a picture, then I can put it on a postcard, flat card, and I can send it to them and say, you know, hey, way to go, you know. And when I thought Susan, I thought Rebel On, that would be the way to go, you know. And once again, it's the wording. You know, some of the words that I use that aren't related to the current situation or that I don't use is I've taken the word just out of my vocabulary because it's
good.
A qualifier.
Yes.
Well, it's okay, just or but. Use the word yet instead of but, because when you say, well, everything is great, but then you donate something that's yeah. not always great. Hey, you know, something yet we decide to do this instead. So using the use of adverbs, and a lot of times in emails, you know, you have common. One of the things I was reading and I'm looking into is the word that. We don't really need that word, but we use that all the time as a filler. It's like equate filler words to people going, because they're trying, their brain is going, pause, and you can be quiet, mm-hmm. but you can find other words. I just saying just is just a qualifier that I just see. I'm saying it just because you're always anticipating, oh, what's he going to say now? Mm-hmm. So when you see my card, you see my writing, I never use just. And I tell people, don't use just see, it's so ingrained. Yes. Say what you want to say. See, I don't have to say what you want to say. I can say what you want to say.
Yes.
And that's where Grammarly and some of these other things come into play to help you work out. I saw a quote that said, why use a $50 word when you have a 50-cent idea?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's that. I've also got on my great big board, I've got a weak, wimpy words destroy conversations. And it's really good to use powerful words. And I try and keep that in front of me because it's easy to dumb down a conversation so that you don't make any sense at all. I'll tell you what, Deanna and Paul, this has been really a great time with you. I'm excited to come back for our next episode and continue this conversation. You know, how do people reach you, Deanna?
I am on, Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I have no idea what I'm doing on Instagram, but I'm on there. LinkedIn. I'm on every site out there.
So you can connect with her, and she's doing Mental Health Minutes. I think you ought to connect with her.
Yes.
We'll be talking much more about that in the future. Paul, how do people reach you?
Pretty much the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on LinkedIn, not as much as I should, but I'm going to be working over there more, especially with our group now.
Yeah.
And because that's where business people are. That's where people are looking for marketing. I'm also on Facebook. I'm all over the place. I had a gentleman the other day says, and you are all over the place. And it is because we're just out there relating to people, building relationships. So you have to be on some of these sites. And yeah, Instagram, other than Instagram TV, where you put videos, you reach out to me, reach out to Susan. I mean, I'm all over. I answer emails, messages, texts.
We can find Paul. Yeah. We can find Paul. And once you do, you will know him for a very long time. So you're going to have all of this contact information accompanying this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Uncommon Sense in Local Business today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Uncommon Sense in Local Business with Deanna Blair, Paul Russo, and Susan Hamilton on the OBBM Network. For guest, sponsor, and programming information, call 214-714-0495. Find the OBBM Network podcasts in your favorite directory, or download the Offbeat Business app and get them all on demand when you need them the most. OBBM Network brands your business. Connect with us online to meet the cast and crew.